sacred rituals, and a cosmic community to enchant your mystical life. This podcast feels like soulful conversations by the fire and under the desert stars, as if you are hanging with your best friends, talking about purpose, the cosmos, and the divine journey we are all on. My name is Anna Alich, and this is the Topanga Moon Podcast. Hello, and welcome to the Topanga Moon Podcast. It's been a while since I've posted a podcast episode, and today will be the last podcast episode of Topanga Moon. It's been a couple months in the making, but actually mostly in the last couple of days that I have really come to the decision that it's time to close the chapter specifically on Topanga Moon. I think that there's going to be a rebrand and a new name and a new podcast about a new topic. And this episode will explain everything and why I am pivoting, why I am choosing to close this chapter. Specifically, I'm doing this on the Harvest Moon, which has a very major significance in the decision, and it all kind of ties in, and I think that it's the perfect time to say goodnight to Topanga Moon and for it to be on the Harvest Moon, which is one of my favorite moons. And you know that Topanga Moon started because of the moon, because of my love of moon rituals and moon parties, and then I expanded that to the podcast. But that is also the reason why I am ending the Topanga Moon brand and the podcast. And it's interesting because not too long ago, I released a meditation, and in it, I stated that I was going to be starting a membership site. And I was really torn about this. Like, I could still very much go forward with that plan, but it was in the last couple of days that I really feel called and just like a clarity and knowing that I've been looking for a while. And I'll tell you why in this whole in this whole episode. But yeah, not too long ago, I was planning on launching a membership site and basing it around the meditations. The meditations are the most popular things on this podcast. So you would think, like, why would I be not posting any more meditations, any more podcast episodes, especially in this form? I do see a future for the podcast with a different name and a different brand altogether, but that will come to me, and I will, you know, make those changes when that, when the time is right. But right now, I had to say goodbye to this brand, to this name, to everything in the really like beautiful and thoughtful way, and to explain it all to the community that has followed along for a couple of years, which I'm so grateful for. And I really believe that was like the purpose for me creating this in the first place. It started with community, and I think it ends with community. And yeah, so today is the Harvest Moon, and I still love moons, okay? I love moons. And that is why I released the moon meditations. But lately, it's been just very clear to me that it's just not what I should be creating anymore. And that one of the main reasons is because, you know, it was always created with purity and with love and with the right intentions, but I've been feeling this call on my heart, and it was from God, that it's really all this extra stuff that we don't need. We have direct access. We can directly talk to God ourselves. And what the moon parties were doing, which I don't host anymore, and the moon meditations, even though so beautiful and I still use them from time to time, but they were kind of like adding things that weren't necessary. And it also created a space where I was almost like unintentionally making the moon an idol, making it the way that I receive my desires and my intentions was specifically around these moon phases, and that the moon had some sort of power over, you know, bringing them to me, which for a long time, you know, in this space, specifically having a spiritual podcast and doing all of this for so many years, like it was a dominant belief. And over time, I just went back to how I was raised and what I believed to be true, and just decided that all of that extra stuff doesn't give the glory to God, and also doesn't give like the explanation that we have a direct access to God. So when we're making other things, even if it's unintentional, our idols, we aren't honoring that beautiful connection we have with God. And that really became clear to me over the last couple days. And I'll share some stories as to why. And I think that this has been happening for a while. I've been really uncertain as to what direction I should do with Topanga Moon. And I haven't felt called to post on the Instagram or make new interviews or reach out to people. And I didn't know why. I was like, okay, why? Usually, like, if I'm excited about something, then I'll like go full force into it. And I just like hadn't been feeling the call to create in this space. I was still making the meditations. It's something that I love doing. Like, I love creating these like dreamy guided meditations through beautiful spaces that I love. And if you've listened to any of them recently or over the past year, I started to like incorporate God into it because I was like, okay, like I don't want to make the moon like an idol in any way. And how do I then incorporate God and allow people to invite God into the conversation if they feel called to? So I've been doing that for the beginning of every meditation. And even with that, it's like, I don't think that that was enough. And it's just really felt clear to me that it's something that I have to let go of. It's something that I have to clear, and it's something that I have to just end, because there's like other things I'm meant to be working on right now and other things I'm being called to. And also I just want to get like very clear and almost like going back to basics and making sure the foundation is really solid and honoring my faith and my connection. Just knowing that at this stage of my life and where I am with my walk with faith and everything that has happened to me this year, it's just like, it's all this like extra noise that I don't need and I don't want to create anymore, even though I'm going to keep the episodes, specifically my interviews with people up on the podcast. And there's still some moon meditations there. If you want to enjoy them and use them, that's totally cool. Like, this is not an episode where I'm going to be, you know, judging anybody for participating in anything. It's really whatever you feel called to. And I think that's like the main point. It's like, we all have our specific relationship with, you know, with our spiritual life. And for me, I just really want to be clear and concise and have my spiritual life be a reflection of God and the teachings of Jesus, and going back to basics and going back to just like the truth. So that is what is being called for me right now. And I think a lot of that had to do with the summer I got married. And we specifically decided to get married in the Catholic Church in Croatia. And it was a very monumental covenant. It was like something, I think, even bigger than if I were to do it here in Canada. I really felt that we were being called to have our wedding there. And me and my husband both decided that we wanted to get married in the Catholic Church. And it was a church that's like a part of my family history. And there's just something, it was such a sacred, beautiful ceremony. And it really changed me. Like, I don't know how else to say it, but being a part of that sacrament and going into a covenant of marriage, specifically for us in the Catholic Church, was a really profound shift in my life. And it made me see that I really wanted to become part and go deeper into my Catholic faith. And with that, and it took some time to kind of get there, because of course I was like holding on to certain things, because I was like, oh, but like my meditations are so soothing, and they like, you know, and I still love them and I still do them from time to time, and I'm trying to be so mindful of the intention behind it. And I think that's like a major part. But I'm just realizing, specifically in the last couple of days leading up to today, the Harvest Moon, that it's something that I don't need. And it's time to take away all these extra things just so I can have a closer relationship with Jesus. And it's so wild to say that, but that's just like how I'm feeling right now. And I needed to share that in this episode, because I think, I mean, this whole podcast started as a spiritual exploration. And I really believed that my spiritual journey and looking into all these different spiritual modalities and getting into crystals and the moon parties. And I, for so many years, I really believed that that was my way of getting back to God. Like, it was my exploration and journey to get back to like a solid spiritual life in my own way. And in a way it did. Like, it just took a long time and it took a couple years, but knowing, like, being in that space, and there were some moments that were amazing and so cool, and like I said, it created community, which I'm so grateful for, and I know that it was like all divine and meant to be. But it also like showed me that I was just like adding all these things on to something where the best way specifically for me is just to have like a direct line and a direct communication with God and the Word, and just going back to things that are tried and true, like reading the Bible. And, you know, eventually we'll probably find a church that we feel aligned with. But I'm in the kind of early stages. So even though I've been like, I've identified as a Catholic my whole life, and I've never felt like I stopped believing in God at any moment really in my life, I just didn't have like a strong relationship. And I think that over the past couple years, I was just diluting my spiritual life, ironically, through all these other spiritual practices that I really didn't need. And in a way, created more of an idol to things that weren't serving me. So yeah, that's kind of why specifically in the last couple of months, because of us getting married in the Catholic Church, why I've come to this kind of like realization, and it's happened over time. Like, I've been struggling with what I should do. And truly, like 2 weeks ago, I had this whole like idea of like, oh my gosh, I could do this like incredible membership where we have monthly themes, and maybe we don't do them around the moon. And then it was just like, I just wasn't feeling called to create it. And I knew that there was something there with that, because I would usually get excited to like dive into something, and I was like procrastinating and not working on it. And just like realizing that it just wasn't the path for me. And over the last like week or so, I've been really praying and going into scripture and trying to like get that clear answer. And I really don't think I got the full clear answer until maybe last night. And then this morning, there was just like so much clarity that came over me of knowing of like, oh, I'm supposed to let this go. And that's okay. And it served its purpose. And it was beautiful at the time. But there's a completely new journey for me that is just rooted in simplicity and going back to what is, I don't know, truer and just a more beautiful like way of life for me. So yeah, it was just like over the last year, I was trying to find a way to still create the meditations. And in the end, it was just like, no matter what, it was always centering on around the moon. And I still love the moon. And here's like a crazy story. So before like we got married, when we were trying to decide the date of our wedding, I was first like looking at the summer solstice because I love the summer solstice. I was like, okay, we should do it around that time. I knew we wanted to do it in June. So I was looking at the calendar and I was like, oh, okay. Like I do want to have the wedding on a Saturday, and I like the number 22. So June 22nd is a Saturday. And I was like, okay, perfect. Like this is like probably the perfect day. And I was asking my family like, okay, if we were to like have the wedding on June 22nd, would you all like be able to come? Like, do you think that's okay for the date? Like kind of seeing how it is. And I had no idea like anything around this date. I just like really liked the date and that I was on a Saturday. So everything was like looking like that was the perfect date for us. So I was like, okay, cool. We're going to do June 22nd. So it wasn't until like a couple weeks later that I was looking more into the date, because I love like the meaning of things. I'm like, oh, it was like, I looked up and I saw that it was like National Kissing Day. I was like, oh, that's really cute. And, you know, and then I found out that June 22nd was the full moon, was the strawberry full moon, also called the honeymoon in Europe. And this was a moon specifically for people getting married. So I was like, oh, and it didn't, like at the time I was like, wow, that's so cool. Like I didn't even know like how serendipitous that our wedding fell on a full moon, and how perfect is that? Like I love moons, of course. Hello, this whole brand is about moons. But then what clicked with me last night is that, wow, okay, God loves me so much that he knows how much I love the moon, even though it's something that I should not be placing as an idol and should not be doing rituals around or anything like that, because that does not go along with his word. But still, even though I was like kind of, I guess, in a way disobeying him, loving me so much, knowing that I still would want to have my wedding on a full moon, because I did not plan it. It just happened that way. So it was just so wild that it's like, even in that, there was like so much grace of like still giving me something that I desire, even if it doesn't align with his teachings and like the teachings in the Bible. Not to say that we can't observe the moon and, you know, be in love with it and think it's so beautiful, because it's something that God created. And there is places in the Bible that talks about the new moon, talks about the full moon, different scriptures. So it's not really about that. It's like the intention behind it is not using the moon to manifest something, because it's really just like God is the one helping you with your desires and the things that you want in this life. And once again, it's that idea of like diluting it and not going directly to the source and kind of sidestepping and saying that this other thing is giving you the power, but actually it's just like all comes from God. And it was just such a wild like thing that clicked in my mind of, oh, okay. So I still had my wedding on a full moon, which I love and which I observed and all the things. And it was a honeymoon. It was just like all so perfect. But even then it was like, you know, I'm still so loved and so like my desires are known and like he still did that for me, which is really cool. So now I'm in this season of like wanting to give that up, because it's like he gave something up for me in that way of like, I don't know if that makes any sense, but that's kind of where I'm like feeling with it. And it's so like easy to fall into the things of this world, like spirituality, manifestation, calling it the universe, crystals, moon rituals, like, but none of these are like the direct source. And for so many years, I just thought like, oh, this is so fun. This makes me feel good. Like, you know, and in a way, like it still does feel so fun. And so like, I love hearing about like my horoscope and all the things, but once again, it's like having this realization that that's not the direct source for me. And to go back to, okay, how can I have my like walk with God and be very intentional with the ways that I do it and be obedient and be just like living differently, because all that other stuff is just like extra. So I just think it's really, really wild. And there's another story that really strengthened my faith again in the last month. And basically, you know, we got married and then we had this other ceremony in my husband's hometown. And then after that, and we did this like ring blessing and all these beautiful things. And then after that, I was wearing my wedding ring one day, and it wasn't until I got home from being out all day. I was at an antique market, going to a cafe, doing all these things. And I got home, actually like on the drive home, I noticed that one of the diamonds was missing. And I have about 13 little tiny diamonds that make this like kind of clustered like flower kind of thing. It's a Victorian design for my wedding ring, and it's an old ring. So, and there's like repairs that we need to do before on it, like so that I could actually wear it. And it's something that you can't really replace, because that diamond store does not exist anymore. It's an heirloom, all of these things. And the whole prong of this wedding ring and diamond, like this one tiny diamond. So now there's 12 instead of 13 diamonds. So I didn't know what to do, because I had no idea where would it even had fallen off. Cause we just came back from my husband's small town, and it could have been anywhere at the antique market. Like, and it's the tiniest diamond, like on the edge. So I didn't know what to do. I was like, searching my car, searching everywhere, looking through old photos of my phone to try to determine like, when did it actually fall off? Because I did not see it falling off. That was another thing. Like if I saw it or heard it, and you wouldn't even be able to hear it because it's so tiny, but if I saw it falling off, then maybe I'd be able to like, okay, we can go repair it, you know, all that stuff. And then I told Jesse, and we were both like really distraught over it and didn't know what to do. Like and this comes from like his family's, it's his family's wedding ring and all these things. And it was just like, it's irreplaceable, really. I mean, we could get a new diamond and put it in, but it just like wouldn't be the same. So yeah, we checked everywhere, like all over the apartment, all over our cars, asking our family to go check their places. And I'm thinking, and I could see that it didn't fall off at the antique market, thankfully, because I could see in photos that it was already gone at that point. And then that meant I had no idea when it fell off, because I've been wearing this now for a while, this ring, and I don't know where it would have fallen off. So it just seemed like a lost cause. I was like, this is the tiniest thing, literally like finding a needle in a haystack. There's no way. I was like, there's no way this ring is gone. This diamond is gone. Like, it is gone. We're just going to have to, you know, buy a new diamond and have it repaired and all that. So we were pretty upset. And then that night, like the next day and the next night, and I didn't even know this, but Jesse prayed that night for us to find the diamond. And I already gave up on it. I was like, okay, it's gone. Like, there's nothing we can do. I have to accept it. So then the next day, I'm putting on makeup, and Jesse comes over and he shows me the diamond. I was like completely shocked. I was like, how did this, like, it is the tiniest thing. I can't even explain to you how tiny it is. And you would not be able to see it if you were even looking for it. Like, it's that tiny. And he was like, I found it. It, like, he was like moving the placemat from our coffee table, and it kind of like fell on the glass. But it was like, it was either on the glass or like fell from the placemat onto the glass. So it was on the glass coffee table. So I guess I was like, it must have fallen off there when we like came home and I was unpacking things and I was using the coffee table. But still, like, you could have even not missed it, like taken the placemat and, you know, thrown out the crumbs and the garbage. You would have no idea. But the fact that he found it, and I knew that was from God, that the prayer worked. And thinking about it now, it's like such an amazing story to just have like another confirmation that prayer works, and that's like our direct line, and that's what we need to do. Like, just pray. Really, it's just that simple. Like, we're complicating these things with like all this other stuff, but that's really all we need to do. So I just love that story. And I'm actually like so grateful that happened, because it was just another way to show us that like prayer is the way, and that really just like reconfirmed my faith and my belief. And it's just like a story that I keep going back to. I'm like, if I'm going through something hard or difficult and I need answers and all of that stuff, I'm like, okay, wow, I remember that moment where the prayer worked. And it wasn't even a prayer that I made. It was a prayer that Jesse made. So I just love that story. Another thing that was pretty amazing is because last night I was going back and forth, because I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to do this podcast episode. I don't know what to do with this, with Topanga Moon, because on such a level, like, I love it so much, and I love what it represents and all of the amazing conversations. And I'm not taking away the conversations we've had on the podcast. I'm keeping them up because I've had some beautiful, incredible interviews on the podcast, and I want those to stay up there. It's just about what's going to happen from now on and going forward, and a new name and a new direction. And I see this podcast pivoting and changing into more of like a wellness podcast, design, beauty, creative entrepreneurs, like all the things that I'm kind of focused on right now. And that's what I want this podcast to be about. But yeah, so last night when I was like going back and forth and not knowing, and so I was just praying and I was like, okay, what passage should I read in the Bible, God? Like, just tell me. Because for so long, I'm like, how do people even hear God talking to them? I don't know. I just don't know. And then I heard very like softly, John 15. And I was like, okay, all right, let me go read John 15. So I'm just going to read the beginning, very beginning of it for you to understand. So, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. And I've heard someone talking about this specific passage before, and just the symbolism and kind of what it means really resonated with me, of having that direct line to Jesus, to God, and it's all through being on the vine and not, you know, being separate from it. And I think it just explained everything that I, you know, just talked about, of how I was looking to all these other things for my answers, for my desires, for like thanking the universe, like going to all of these other places where I just needed to stay on the vine. Like, I just need to be with, like, connected to the vine, and knowing that that will be my strongest connection, and that everything kind of falls away, which is true. Like, at least in my case, it's not like financially or career wise, anything has really like expanded and exploded from this brand. I really think it just has been more of like a growth for me, and also has, I think, helped a lot of people, specifically with the meditations. So there, it's not like it was bad, like there was goodness in it, but I think it's just getting down to going back to the pure focus of it and being on the vine instead of separate from the vine, or like a branch that's fallen off from the vine. And all these other things that I was doing weren't a part of the vine. So I think this whole passage, immediately I kind of like understood the connection to me and what I'm going through and my questions. And it just reconfirmed in me, like, okay, like this is the right move for me. I don't know what's going to happen from this point on, but I really believe that this is like the next chapter, what I should be doing. And just this clarity came over me today. And I really wanted to do a beautiful send-off for the brand, for Topanga Moon, on the Harvest Moon. On the moon that kind of started it all. And once again, it kind of wasn't even planned. I just was like thinking about, should I make a meditation for this Harvest Moon? Should I not? All those things. And the last couple of days, just like really wrestling with all of this and knowing that I need to change my career and knowing that I needed to like kind of move forward, because I've been so stagnant. I haven't been really expanded in my life. And I think that sometimes we have to close chapters and close things that maybe aren't serving us anymore and had a purpose at one point, but aren't aligned with where we're at, maybe spiritually too, in order to usher in new. Like, I'm basically being in this, like, I'm in this pruning process, which is so interesting with this vine analogy. I'm in this pruning process of being okay to close things and to end things and to let go of things in order to have the courage to step forward in the new. And I don't know what that is. And I'm just like now going to be stronger in my faith. And I know that sometimes when we decide to do these big things that it doesn't mean automatically like all the blessings are going to come in. It's like not like that. It's, I'm probably going to still be in this waiting period of trying to figure out what's the next move and what's going to be happening. I have some ideas of what I want to be focused on, but for now, I finally feel like I have that clarity of like, okay, this is the right move. I shut down the website. It's no longer there. I won't be doing the meditation membership, and I'm sorry if that's something that you wanted. There is still meditations up on the website, or sorry, on the podcast. If you still need to use them, they're there. You can go ahead and use them. They're still beautiful. And it's just that clarity came in, and having clarity feels so good. Like you feel so just like this, like fog has been lifted, and it's just the most amazing feeling to have just assurance and clarity. And I feel so much peace in this decision, which is always how I want to make decisions. It's just like having that peace over me, knowing that it's the right move. And I don't know why. And I'm sure in the future, I'll probably see other like connections of like, oh yeah, that happened so that this other thing can come through. So yeah, I think that's everything I wanted to share. And knowing that I needed to close this chapter and knowing that I needed to prune and let things fall away, I am going to be starting a Substack, which is mostly going to be fashion related, design related. So if you follow me on my personal Instagram, and I'll leave that in the show notes too, I'm going to be launching that soon, as well as an updated version of my website, which will have more offerings and more ways to work with me as a stylist. And I'm going to just wait until I know the direction of what I want to do with this podcast space, a new name. I don't know what that will be. And yeah, I'm going to let that evolve over time and see when that wants to emerge. But I really love the interviews that I've done. And I just thank everyone that's ever come on the podcast or listened to the meditations. Like, it's so crazy because I've gained I've had so many downloads in the last month, and my podcast is kind of the numbers are higher than ever before. So it's ironic that this is the time where I'm like, okay, need to shut that down. But I'm just following what I feel like I'm being led to and called to, even though the temptation is there, because it's like, oh wow, like look at the shiny numbers, like all these people are now tuning into the podcast. But and the podcast will be in this space, so you can still follow along and you'll just see it pop up eventually with a new name and a new direction, which will be based on still the things I love, design, beauty, holistic wellness, but a totally new direction, which we will see what it is. Maybe you'll follow along on the new journey with a new name and a new purpose and a new mission. I don't know what that is yet, but in the meantime, you can go check out old episodes or follow me on my new Substack, which is going to be launching soon, where I'm going to be doing more of my writing and more of my mood boards and styling and all the like visual design stuff that I love. I might throw in some like audio samples. I don't know, something audio related in there as well. But yeah, so I just want to say thank you for everyone who has just followed this podcast, listened to it, shared it. It's been such a cool journey. I have met so many beautiful people through it. And I'm not saying that it's ending. Like, it's not, I'm not closing it down. I'm just waiting for the moment to have a new inspiration for a new name and a new mission behind it. and a new cover art, new branding, all the new things, because, yeah, it's time to say goodnight to Topanga Moon. It's time to say goodnight. It's been a beautiful ride, but yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much to everybody. Please reach out if you want to chat about this or any other episode that I have on the podcast or anything, really. Reach out. I would love to hear from you. Thank you for being along on this journey. And I'm sure I will talk to you all soon.